The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And a good Friday, everybody. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos behind the glass. What is going on?
Well, you thought you'd get up this morning and have Titans fans a night to sleep on it. And like, all right, I've slept on it. Okay, we'll work with the pick. We got it here. But there's more like, what the hell did they do at number four than last night? So I don't have any answers for you right now until the season starts, but I get it. I mean, there's a lot of consternation for Titans fans this morning when some really good defensive players were available on the board, and the Titans took the second best receiver at Ohio State at number four. So the reaction's been crazy, man.
I know. And look, I think it's going to be that way until it's not. It's really, I mean, like, that's the best way I can frame it for you. But it is what it is. I mean, they made their selection. It seems like that was kind of the direction they wanted to go the whole time, and now we're going to have to let it all play out. You know, I do think there's a little bit of thought behind, okay, he was the second best receiver at Ohio State. Clearly, I'm trying to find some positive in this.
Yeah, but good luck.
He was the second best receiver at Ohio State, so maybe there's more to his game. Time will tell. But as of about 7:30 last night, he's the number one receiver on the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got to live up to that.
And it's here now. We can't change what happened. And, yeah, he's got to be the number one receiver going forward. But I don't know. The more you think about it, and the more you like, all right, how's this going to figure out? And then frame it as a weapon for Cam Ward. Frame it as more playmakers on the field. And you do it that way, then I'm a little okay and better with that, because with the three defensive guys, plug him here, plug him there. Linebackers weren't the problem for this team last year. That's not the reason they went 3-14. So I get that. If they feel like he's the guy that could run and get open and make things happen and make Cam Ward happier, all for it, man. I'm all for it. I'm with you. Just let this play out, see what it happens, see how good he could do come the fall. But he's got to continue. I mean, he's got to contribute immediately. No hamstring issues, no asthma, none of that. He's got to go and play and get it done. And then, you know, you look at Falk, who they traded back up to get last night at the end of the first round at 31. People are like, oh, at Auburn, he didn't do that good at Auburn. Do you realize he was a very good player on a bad team? And they double-teamed him almost constantly, and he fought his way through. The guy it's a good, good pick. If they could work with him, it's not a project. Rush the passer, big boy. They got something really good. They felt special about him to move back up at 31 to get him. They felt that he was going to be gone. So, no, I'm all on board about that pick.
Yeah, I am too. I like that pick. We're going to play the interview we had with him at SEC Media Days.
Yeah, he just kind of wandered up.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I'm Keldrick Falk from Mount Auburn. I'm like, yeah, come on, sit down.
Come on, yeah. Come on, young man.
Sit down and talk to us. And I kind of felt bad. The reason he sat down is that nobody was talking to him. And yeah. I felt bad. I'm like, ah, go ahead and sit down here. Yeah. We might use this. We might not. And then, what, 9-10 months later, he's a Tennessee
he's
Titan.
A Titan.
We got the interview with him. It's crazy, man.
So that worked out in our favor.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
for sure. So we got a loaded show. Terry McCormick, we'll check in with him at 12:30. from Main Street Media and Titan Insider. 1 o'clock, Tim Hasselbeck will join us today, so we'll get his full draft reaction to not only the Titans but the rest of the NFL as well. I can't wait to ask him about Ty Simpson at 13. Did you see the press conference afterwards?
Sean McVay, it's a Southwest Airlines commercial. Want to get away?
He looked pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but who knows, man?
I mean, you got to address it eventually.
Yeah,
to. And I think you made a good point last night of let him have 2 years to sit behind Matt Stafford now.
Everything. But I'm sure Les Snead, the GM, and Sean McVay had to have talked.
I would think so. I don't think that was like a big surprise of like, hey, here you go.
Right. And the other great story was the young man that went to Malachi Lemon that went to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Right. He's talking to Pittsburgh like, we're going to take you next. We're going to take you. And the video's like, hey, why is Philadelphia calling me? And Philadelphia said, we're going to take you now. You know who's getting the backlash today?
Who?
Jerry Jones.
Oh, yeah, because they took a guy nobody's heard of.
Not only that, but you traded with your hated rival.
Yeah.
People are like, why would you ever do that? He needs to check out, man. I mean, that was a bad night for the Dallas Cowboys. Outside Caleb Downs, that was a bad night for the Dallas Cowboys.
Was not a good one. That is true. So that's where things sit right now. 145, we'll laugh a little bit. Excited about that.
We're going to look at the Titans draft again.
Yeah, we're going to do that. 2 o'clock, Chris Sanders will join us. And we're even going to check in with Sean Henry today. I'm sure he wants to talk about his Giants and Arvell Reese and what they did. So
pretty good.
We will do all that. But we want your reaction, 615-737-1025. How you feeling? You've had a few hours now to process it. You got a little sleep last night. We'll hear from Mike Borgonzi. He spoke. He looked exhausted. I watched that press conference and was like, oh my God.
What time was that?
He finally went to the podium at like 10:30.
Okay.
10:15, something like that. I listened to some of Keldrick Falk and then Borgonzi.
I was telling Connor and the guys last night, Jim Wyatt's interview with Carnell Tate, when he said, did you expect to be taken? And he's like, no, I didn't. I didn't expect to go anywhere near number four. And that was like, whoa, okay. And then he's just the excitement took over for him. But look, coming here, you got a blank slate to see what you could do. You're number one receiver now. See what you can do. It's just tough for number one receiver out of college to contribute that way. We got drunk on Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, not a lot of guys before that receiver wise. It'll take a while. So hopefully you come in here and he can stretch the field and him and Cam have something good going.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping so. But they got to get it going right away.
Yeah.
I mean, so we'll see. Look, you know, everybody wants to be like in Borgonzi or Borgo, we trust.
Borgo.
You know, at least they didn't get to a point where they passed on Jeremiah Love. You know, it got taken out of their hands, which was kind of what I was hoping would happen if, like,
yeah.
Since I didn't know for sure they were going to take him, I'm like, just let Arizona screw this up and then
see what happens. I was reading about Arizona. I mean, now they got three running backs, a lot of money in that running back room. The team's still terrible. And they said, we had the chance to trade back out, gobble up some draft choices, and they took the running back.
Yeah.
They've got two more running backs already on the team they just signed contracts to.
Yeah, so that's kind of where things sit right now, but we'll dissect it all as we go along. Question of the day?
Well, your reaction. Are you happy with the pick of Carnell Tate or not? It's very simple. Our question today. If you're happy, tell us why. If you're not happy, tell us why you're not happy. I want to get to know how you feel about this, good and bad, about whether or not this was the right pick for the Tennessee Titans. And your opinion matters every day.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And our question of the day is presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. First-time shooter, shoot for free. Just tell them that I, Chase McCabe, sent you, and check them out at ariestactical.com. Let's see, looking at the text line right now, I think it's kind of mixed.
Yeah. It was something last night. Appreciate everybody weighing Tommy in last
says,
night. Thank you.
Egbuka was number two to Smith as well, and look what he did in Tampa. Don't stress it. Tate is going to be a star.
Okay.
I mean, I will say, and you can say this is grasping at straws, but even D. Mason, I was texting with Chris a little bit this morning. We'll ask him, and they both were like, you know, that's not a bad point, and that is – you're going to focus on Jeremiah Smith. Jeremiah Smith was the number one in that offense. They're going to go to him every time. And so, you know, were the opportunities lower for Tate? The answer is yes, they were. So is there more to his game that we haven't seen that the Titans saw on tape or saw in, you know, in practices and all of that? I
mean, correct.
How many times have you seen that in a – I know this is apples to – oranges thing because it's hockey, but like, you know, David Poyle's told the story for years of they went to scout another goalie and they saw Pecorine in warmups and were like, oh, wait a minute, that guy's got something, and he ends up being the franchise goaltender. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes there are those instances where you may look at a guy and go, well, he's not a number one, but that's because he wasn't on his team and he, you know, he didn't get that opportunity. But maybe he truly is a number one. Derek Mason is a prime example of that. Nobody in their right, nobody in their brother at the time, you know, thought he was the number one receiver. He was the punt returner, the kick returner. And then because of injury and opportunity, he got a chance. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, he is a number one receiver.
Yeah. Look, you got opportunity. Come to August, see what you can do. First game of the year, see what you can do. It's up to you now. The opportunity to go. I just, with the defensive players that were sitting there last night and the fact that this guy wasn't really the best player available. But look, if you build this to me that you're building around Cam Ward, that you're giving him more playmakers, I'm all good for that. Now, yeah. Tonight, you got to get some interior linemen. Somehow, some way, you got to get some offensive linemen on this squad and go forward like that. So you got your pass rusher in Falk. You got your playmaker in Carnell Tate. Now let's build on the inside.
I'm 100% with you. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We got a lot coming today, including your reaction. Dustin, we'll get to you here in just a second on Chasing Big Joe on this Friday, 1025 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game on this Friday. Your reaction? Carnell Tate, Keldrick Falk, first-round picks for the Tennessee Titans. Let's go to Dustin in Hopkinsville, who wants to weigh in on Keldrick Falk. In particular, Dustin, what's up?
Yeah, I'll weigh on a little bit of both of it. And, you know, I didn't even watch last night. I'm growing a business. I'm scaling. I don't have time. I just shut my mower down now. But I do like that they got another weapon to expose or elevate Cam Ward. We don't know if this guy's going to be great or he is going to be our number one. He's going to be considered that. You know, and I knew not to fall in love with love, you know, because I just felt it that Arizona was sitting there and they don't have nice things. They have Marvin Harrison. Yeah, they have the tight end or whatever who's their best receiver. And Marvin Harrison may turn out to be great, but they're a dumpster fire too. And they seen love and they want him. They got him. But this Keldrick Falk guy, I ain't going to lie, I knew nothing about him. I watched a video on him a while ago. Now, they said he had like 2 sacks and 30 pressures. Let me tell you what I've seen from this dude. It is amazing. He stops the running game in the backfield. He is a dog. He runs around and comes from behind as the interior line does their job. He comes and just demolishes running backs. I think what they see in him is he's got that game already, and then they got Jeff Simmons. And they're going to round this guy out to be a complete player. I think our defense is going to come around. We're starting to look more like an offense on paper. I'm not saying this is going to work, but I'm so glad we're not drafting guards at 11 and crap like that. And you know, we're trading up to get the edge, and they see things we didn't see. And I like what Borgandi's doing. Look what he did in the later rounds last year with wide receivers. And if they see that in Carnell Tate to take him as their first pick in the first round, I have to trust them this year. Everybody says trust the whatever, the plan or whatever. I've never been that way, but I trust Borgandi right now because of what he did last year. I like where they're going. I like giving Ward the weapons to succeed. he either makes or breaks it. Tate makes or breaks, doesn't necessarily make or break him, but we have three really good receivers, and we have some developing guys from their rookie season last year. I really like it. Just go protect Ward now. Get somebody to protect Ward. Keep him off his butt and keep the ghost out of his head. That's how I see it.
I like – that's a good call, Dustin. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.
I like what he said there, that I don't know if it's going to work, but I mean, at least there's a plan. Like, I think for the first time in a long time, we feel like that this team at least has a plan. The plan may blow up in their face. The plan also may be the formula that they need.
Here is the New York Post did a – their sports guys did a draft recap grade. They gave Carnell Tate a B. They gave Kedrick Falk a C. The Bills made three trade downs, the last of which put the Titans back in the first round. Falk had just two sacks last season. Robert Saleh's defense requires a deep rotation along the line, but he considers himself a master of development, and this 21-year-old has great upside. That's not a C to me. That's more like a B when you give the kind of a diagnosis of what he is. So, look, Saleh loves defense. You figure you can get this guy, make him happen, do things, good things. I'm on board with that. And now it's a wait and see with Tate. With I'm looking at the draft grades. He's getting a B. They're like, well, why did – and the thing is, Chase, people are like, why did you take him when you had three other guys on the board, defensive guys on the board, who could come in and contribute immediately? We're unsure about Carnell Tate. That's something that they're going to have to live down for a long time, see what happens. But Tate's your guy, man. He's here. Let's go.
I get it. Because it's like, man, you could have moved back and still gotten him. I mean, there were so many things last night that reminded me of the movie Draft Day, which is probably not good. But, I mean, that is what it is. But I get it. But I think they, as in the Titans, understand that this is something they're just going to have to live with until they prove everybody
wrong. No, he might come in game one and catch two scores and nine balls and 200 yards. I mean, that would be the best thing ever. It could happen. We don't know what's going to happen. All I know is that him and Cam Ward and Wandale Robinson have to be on the same page, and Brian Daboll's probably ecstatic today about, all right, I got my guy. Let's roll this offense, the playmaker in there. Bill it to me that way.
Yeah.
Don't tell me he was the best out there and they had their eyes on him over Love. Don't lie to me. Just tell me he's the guy that you felt could come in and really stretch the field and help Cam Ward, and I'm good with that. I'm good, and then we'll see what happens on the field.
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. And so let it play out, get him on the field, and then we'll see. Here's what some of the text line is saying. 0686, or Lauren says, if he ran a 4.4, would you be happier with Tate? If so, just know his time is due to slower acceleration. His top-end speed is in line with a 4.4 runners. He's a long stride gliding run style.
That's pretty good.
That's fair.
Pretty good. We'll always go back to say Jerry Rice ran a 4.65, and then what's the guy from Washington that ran a 4.2? And, oh, we got John Cooper, I think John Ross, right?
Yeah.
That went to the Bengals. The guy was terrible. I think he might be out of the league now. Doesn't matter. Can you get open? And Chris Sanders talks about this. Can you get open? That's what you got to see if Carnell Tate could do.
John says Bain at 15 was a shock to me. Yeah, he definitely fell. Aaron says the Titans are awful, top to bottom, side to side, an all-around dumpster fire.
Oh, man.
You're going to have that. You're going to have that reaction.
Yeah, I would tell you, watching Reuben Bain walk out there last night, he was ready to go. I mean, that guy is on a mission. The Bucs got something really good at 15, and Reuben Bain's that guy.
Justin in Greenbrier says, I think the reason all the fans feel let down is because nobody was talking about Tate at 4. We all had our hearts set on Love at 4, then settled for Tate. It's like getting your taste buds ready for steak and you get brought fish instead. That's an interesting analogy. Indy Ben says, even after not having a first-round pick for the Colts this year, I still came out of last night feeling better with the selections the Titans made.
All right, well, nice.
Mike in Lebanon, the best thing the Titans fans have today is believing they finally have a good coach and staff.
That's what we've talked about.
To find out.
Yeah, and I think they've made good decisions so far. And look, we don't know what Tate's going to do. Here's the New York Times, and I guess this is from The Athletic. Cam Ward gets a quality target. They give him a C, and Tate should be a productive player for a long time. He doesn't have the greatest athleticism, and wins a lot of tough plays, so he might not be a high-end number one wide receiver, but he's going to be a strong piece of the passing game for years to come. It's just a little high for someone of Tate's skill set. I think that's what we're talking about right
sure.
now. So,
yep. I get that. That's totally valid. Matt says, I felt fine about the Tate pick even last night. All we've heard about is how it's a weird draft that's unpredictable. Titans dropped a million passes last year. Apparently, that's the thing he's great at not doing. I'm not overly excited, but it is what it is. Love the Falk pick, though. I think next to Big Jeff, he can be excellent.
Here, Yahoo Sports gives Falk an A. Falk could easily have gone a lot earlier than this, so get him at the spot and potentially incredible value. He's got elite run defensive skills already and will have a better shot to rush the passer in the NFL than he did to Auburn due to him playing inside a lot. He can be a more impactful version of John Franklin Myers, who's been a longtime favorite, new head coach Robert Saleh. So tomato, tomato, wherever you go and get it. I like the Falk pick. He's a big dude, man, and to trade back up and get him, smart.
Yeah. No, and Dr. Crane's efforting to grab it. Mike Borgonzi was asked that question of, did you not think he'd be there at 35?
Oh, okay.
And he pretty much gave you the honest answer. That I mean, when I heard it last night, I was just like, okay, that's he's being honest. Like that, the short answer was, no, I didn't think he'd be there at 35. And I mean, you look at some of the here's what it was.
Yeah, just looking at some of the needs and stuff and where we had him on the board, you know, he was our highest rated guy at the time. And we thought, you know, this guy really fit the defense well. So we just went up and you see a player that you like, you just go up and get him.
I love that. You see a guy you like, go get him.
Yep.
This you figure the rest out later and go get him.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what they did.
We talked, the farther you go down the draft, the more those chances of those guys hitting it, very slim. So good for them to realize, let's get this guy. We'll give up some assets on the back end. Who cares?
There's more positive than I thought. 3840, not bad picks, but it doesn't matter who they get if they don't address the offensive line. Absolutely agree, and I think they need to figure out how to get another pick tonight. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the second round. They could get another third rounder, but their next pick is at 69. They need to figure out how to get another pick tonight. And I think one or both of those need to be O-line.
Do they have two in the fifth, two in the sixth?
Something right like that. Yeah, because they traded 101, which was their fourth.
Right.
So
if it's three in the fifth.
Three in the fifth. Okay. Do they have a fourth?
No.
So they don't have a second, they don't have a fourth, and then they have a third and three in the fifth. Yeah, they're going to have to move around again. But I think they knew that. Tonight is where I'm curious if – one of these teams that I think had Ty Simpson marked, you know, are they going to be a little desperate and could you get a little more out of them for somebody like Will Levis? I'm telling you, I think that's they're banking on that I think a fifth is probably it, but I mean, you never know.
I know, but I think your value of Levis is a lot higher than a lot of other people.
It's not my value of Levis, it's playing the game. It's playing the smoke screen in the GM game. And the fact that every coach in the National Football League thinks they're Vince Lombardi.
True.
And so there's a coordinator or a head coach somewhere that's like, you know what? That kid's got a hell of an arm. I can fix him. I can make him a starting quarterback.
I don't know, man. I don't know if he's seen anything to give you that he's like, all right, I can get this done. Even in the game in Miami on Monday night, he made some
they shouldn't have won that game.
Critical errors like that. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right, real quick. Ryan wants to weigh in on the draft. Ryan, what you got?
What's going on, guys? How are y'all?
We're good, man.
Okay, if we wanted Love so bad, we have leverage with Will Levis. We could have traded Arizona, Will Levis away, and gotten Love if we really wanted Love. So the Titans somehow screw it up again. I mean, we could have got a receiver in the second round. We didn't need a receiver in the first round.
All right, what were you gonna? If Love was gone, what are you taking? The three Ohio State guys, one of them?
I would trade it down if you ask me. I mean, I would have got more picks.
Okay, that's smart move. I get it. I totally get that.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right, guys, y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Ryan.
Coming up next, we'll check in with Terry McCormick. He was there last night. We'll get the thoughts from him. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. taking you through the reaction of round one of the NFL draft. And to talk more about that, we say hello to Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, and also with Main Street Media. Terry, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys? I'm a little tired. Got done around midnight last night, but other than that, I'm good.
Yeah, it was an interesting night. Let's start with number four. Did you get the sense in being in the building and talking to folks that maybe they did want Jeremiah Love at four, and when he was gone, they went to plan B? And did anyone think Carnell Tate was truly plan B, or was that the smokescreen and he was the guy all along?
That's a good question. They certainly kept their affections for Carnell Tate under wraps. You know, none of the, you know, indications that I got, you know, were telling me or anybody else that was there in the draft room or the media room last night that Carnell Tate was going to be their guy at number four. There were about eight or nine of us in there that, and we all kind of made predictions on who we thought our pick, who that we thought the Titans pick was going to be. And Carnell Tate was not on anybody's radar. So I think it's possible that with Love off the board that they pivoted to their next best offensive candidate, and that was Tate. And I think, you know, it's a pretty safe pick. It may not be, you know, the one that a lot of people thought they should have done with Arvell Reese and Sonny Styles still on the board. But, you know, Ohio State receivers over the last three or four years have kind of been money in the bank type picks. You know, you look at guys like Jackson Smith and Jigba and Emeka Egbuka and Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, and they've all produced pretty well in the situations that they've been in once they've gotten to the NFL. I think the Titans would be very happy if Carnell Tate carries on with that here in Tennessee.
Yeah, I would agree. And look, we all know this team needs help when it comes to the receiver position. And, you know, he now needs to be the full number one, and we'll see. With the other surprise was moving back into the first round, taking Keldrick Falk. This pick is getting a lot of praise from national pundits that he might be pretty good alongside Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's a guy that, you know, when they moved back into round one, I thought maybe they were going for the other edge rusher that was available at the time that a lot of people have talked about, Zion Young of Missouri, but they go with Falk, who only had two sacks last year. But I heard Joe in your opening, and he talked about, you know, how he got double teamed quite a bit there with Auburn having a down season last year. So that makes some sense. Still, though, I mean, you know, you're going to need this guy to come in and be productive and be, you know, another piece on this front seven that Robert Saleh and Brian and Mike Borgonzi are putting together, and hope that this is a unit that can carry this team, you know, this season, because you're going to need that defense to be a lot better while the offense kind of rounds its shape.
Good point there. Terry McCormick from Main Street Media, TitanSutter.com with us. Terry, I'm curious, who did you have going at four before they took Tate last night?
Well, I had him going with Jeremiah Love, but obviously that was blown up by what the Arizona Cardinals did. And I think, you know, just looking at how much they added in free agency on the defensive side of the ball, I think maybe they felt like that at number four, they needed an offensive playmaker to help Cam Ward, because I think, Joe, we could all agree that the last couple of years, this team has been not only bad, but they've been dull. They've not been able to put up a lot of points. There's been a lot of games where, you know, they've scored 13 or 17 points, and it's hard to win that way in today's NFL when you're not putting the ball in the end zone.
Oh, I 100% agree. How do you think Brian Daboll reacted to having Tate now part of his arsenal with the Titans?
Well, you could tell when they showed the Titans war room after they made the Tate pick, he had one of the widest smiles of anybody in there. So I think he was really on board with this. And I think that, you know, he's probably already thinking of ways he could use Carnell Tate and try to get he and Cam Ward to develop a nice little rapport.
So how do you see this going? You see it if they go out with three wide, Ridley, Tate, and Wandale Robinson, is that the three guys who need to start first game in September?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you've given a lot of money to Robinson. You hope that Ridley comes back and is healthy after reworking his contract. And then, you know, the wide receiver room, now that you've added Tate up there toward the top, hoping he can be at number one, you know, it makes the depth a lot better. You're talking about guys like Jim DK and Alec Eilman are now on the second tier, as opposed to having to get a lot of reps and being starters when they probably weren't ready for that last year. And then you're talking about, you know, guys like Bryce Oliver or Mason Kinsey that have had to, you know, come up and help in years past and be, you know, extra guys, be special teamers only if they make the roster, provided these guys can stay healthy and produce.
Oh, I agree. Let's talk about Falk for a second. I'm reading some things today, like some feel like he was a steal of the draft. And look, in that Robert Saleh defense with the heavy rotation, he doesn't have to come in and play 48 snaps the first. I mean, he could really kind of be part of a good rotation that gets after the quarterback. He's a great run stuffer. What a great job moving up to get this guy, because I think they got a gem in Falk.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they employ him. You know, he's not really going to be the speed rush end, I would think, but he's going to be a guy who can play some inside, play some outside, and, you know, kind of go get the quarterback. But not only that, he's able to set the edge in the run game. He's able to do a lot of things. It's going to be interesting to see how they use all these pieces, because you still got, John Franklin Myers, you got Jermaine Johnson, and you got to figure out what you're going to do with Femi Oladejo. So there's a lot of moving parts on that defense. I'm interested to see how Robert Saleh and how the defensive line coach and the linebackers coach, how they put this all together and what it's going to look like on game day.
Terry McCormick is with us, Titan Insider and Main Street Media. I just said to Joe, I feel like that this team needs to try and get another pick tonight. Doesn't necessarily have to be the second round, but having one pick at 69 to me is not enough. What about you?
Yeah, I was a little surprised that they moved off of not only the third rounder, the second rounder, which obviously has now become another first rounder, but the fact that they gave up the very first pick on day three of the draft, which was number 101. That went to Buffalo in that trade, and the Titans dropped all the way back to 165. Now they have three fifth rounders. I think ideally, I don't know if they can get up and get back in the second or third round, but I'd like to see a couple of those fifth rounders packaged, if not for something in the bottom of the third round, at least something at the top of the fourth round.
Hey, what was your reaction with you and everybody when Ty Simpson went to the Rams so early?
I think a lot of people were shocked by it. Everybody in the draft room seemed to be shocked by it. But I'll say this. I mean, you know, the Rams know that Matthew Stafford's probably on borrowed time. He's got one, maybe 2 years left before he's going to hang it up. And if he can get them to one more Super Bowl and, you know, walk out, he may ride off into the sunset like John Elway did after winning a second Super Bowl. So it's one of those deals where sooner rather than later, you know, they're able to get a young quarterback in Ty Simpson, who, when he was good, was really good before he hurt his back and had all those issues toward the end of the season. So I don't necessarily disagree with the move. I was surprised he went number 13 overall, because that's pretty high up.
Yeah, no doubt. I was just watching this morning the phone call where Simpson calls McVay and they're talking, and McVay was so not cold, but like, yeah, I don't want to be on this phone call with you. It's just, I'm glad it happened, because it took a little bit of the heat off of the Titans and Carnell Tate, just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, but I'll say this. If anybody can turn Ty Simpson into a bona fide NFL quarterback, I'd put my money on Sean McVay.
All day.
I would agree with you. Terry, I know it'll be another long night. Maybe not as long, but we'll see what happens in rounds number 2 and 3, but appreciate the time as always.
No problem. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Terry McCormick, Titan Insider and Main Street Media, will continue to take your reaction throughout the show here on this Friday. The draft underway. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. Having a good time here reacting to the draft. And we want your reactions at 615-737-1025. as after the first round or in the first round, the Titans took Carnell Tate and Keldrick Falk at picks 4 and 31, respectively. If you're watching on the stream, we got every pick scrolling across the bottom because we're fancy like that.
We are fancy. So one of the guys on the text line said, if everybody's so smart, then why don't the Titans invite all y'all to the draft room? I'm like, let's go. I'd love to have like a separate room with like 25 of us bozos in there. And the Borgonzi said, all right, we got our pick. Who do you guys think we should take? We're like, well, you should take this guy and that guy. I mean, let us have our opinion on that. And Borgonzi, just, it'd be fun, right? I know it'll never happen. I get that. But be like, you guys, there's a reason you guys are in this other room over here is because of that. So, yeah, we're all draft experts. Damn it. We have been every year for 40, what, I've been on this planet 50-something years. Every year I'm a draft expert. Every year.
Well, you're an expert every day.
I am. You know, I'm going back. All right, so when Vince Young was taken 20 years ago in 06, it was like, all right, well, we got a quarterback now because McNair's gone. And there was a lot of like, all right, we got this will be good and turn out great. In 07, Griffin, it was kind of like, okay, he's from Texas. He's okay, right? Then 08 was Chris Johnson. It was like, he's fast, but he's from East Carolina. He didn't.
Yeah.
He had a great Hawaii Bowl. Then 09, it's like Kenny Britt, big receiver, but he's from Rutgers. So nobody's ever been happy with anything going on. When they had that number 8 pick in 16 with Jack Conklin, Conklin's a hell of a player. People are like, yeah, but it's a tackle and a right tackle at that. I don't know what they're doing. Nobody's ever happy who they pick. They're never happy who you pick. I mean, I remember Mariota went in 15. We were at a draft party at Nissan Stadium, and Justin Hunter and was it Kendall Wright? They were furious. Furious at Mariota got to, and they denied it. I'm like, I said to Kendall Wright, I said, I got you on tape, bitching. I got you on tape. That wasn't me. Look, man, this isn't that song, whatever, you know, wasn't me. I mean,
it wasn't me.
I got you on tape, man. And so nobody's ever been, even players aren't happy. Nobody's ever going to be happy. So it's never going to be universally like, yeah, we got our guy. But that's what makes it fun. Last night was fun. All this is fun because we don't know.
Yeah. And then we'll see what ends up happening tonight and tomorrow. Let's go back to the phones. Gil calling from California wants to weigh in on the Titans and the draft. Gil, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Not much, man. What do you think?
Man, I love it. I mean, I love it. Because why I love the draft is because they really had a plan. And through all the smoke screens, you see that Jeremiah Love and Bailey was the two hottest players, and they got them, and the Titans still had a plan, and they went for need. And when you look in the NFL, how many of the fastest players are the best players? And that's the only thing you can really say about Tate is his speed, but that was what we needed, somebody who can win deep. The highest free agent just got paid a lot of money, and, I mean, he's not the fastest player. So, I mean, Tyreek Hill is good, but they got a real good player, and I really like it. They fixed the edge. We still have the most money to spend in free agency. And I just want to see them fix the line. We can get a young running back that can learn from Pollard. And I just love the draft, the way that it went. And you see Rutledge or whatever those guys, they went early because if you need a guard or whatever you need, you get that player. And we got the player that we really needed. I mean, he's a good offensive player, and I just loved it, the way that they had a plan, and I just can't wait for him to get in and work with Cam Ward. And we needed a deep threat, and Ridley and the other guy we got, they're going to kill inside, and now we got somebody that can beat deep.
So I love
let's
it.
Let's go Titans.
Gil, is your last name Vince?
Nah, Moore.
All right, awesome.
I love the draft, though. Let's go Titans, man. We got a lot of money. And we going to do it. We ready.
Thank you, Gil. Appreciate you, Bubba.
We needed that.
There you go.
All right, thank you for the call, Gil. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jack. Jack wants to weigh in. Jack, what you think?
Well, I'm not near smart enough to know who they ought to get or who all the players are involved. But I've watched this long enough to know this is a 32-handed card game. And who's available and who you can make a deal with is changing constantly. I really take away from this is that somehow Ms. Adams made a Hail Mary and hopefully got the best general manager they've had since Floyd
got four head coaches helming your team, and you've got a pile of money to spend. Son, if you can't make something out of that, I don't know what to tell you. So I'm quietly encouraged.
Well, okay. I like it.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks,
then
Jack.
Maybe, you know, I mean, you got money to spend. Can you spend it the right way in the right place? Who knows? But you got to do it. So I think so far Borgonzi's done really well.
Yeah. And again, we're just seeing part of the picture now. You know, come Sunday, the picture will be more complete. But look, you're going to have another run at free agency post-draft that can still fill some spots. You know, it's funny. It's like we sit here and we go, all right, well, the wide receiver room's crowded. If you go look at the roster, it's really not. From a like, okay, guys you actually trust standpoint.
Okay.
So, I mean, like right now, today, I would say, and you can disagree with this or not, but I think this is how they're thinking. It's probably Tate's one. Ridley is penciled in at two right now, with the hope of DK or Io Manor takes that spot.
Okay.
And then you have Wandale Robinson, who's going to play the slot, then DK and Io Manor. So there's five right there. And then you have either Oliver, KJ Osborne, maybe Restrepo, maybe Kinsey that are fighting it out for the sixth spot, and I don't see them carrying more than six.
Yeah, and four, five, and six need to play special teams. So
yeah, and I mean, you could carry five because you know you have DK that can play special teams and receiver.
Yeah, no more than that. I don't want to do the eight receiver thing again each year where, this guy, and then, again, you have three receivers. That's the max. That's all you need. Unless somebody gets injured and you don't plan on that, you can get a fourth one in there. But too many receivers in the receiver room. There's only one football last I checked.
Yeah, so – that's kind of where things sit right now. Draft night in Nashville coming up tonight at 6. Dr. Crane, Connor Newt will anchor that coverage from Chicago's home of chicken and waffles. So looking forward to that. They may even have a special guest. We don't know yet, but hopefully they do. Coming up next, Tim Hasselbeck usually joins us on Tuesday. He will join us today. We'll react to everything with the draft. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.